Item number 8, a local...
Among the speakers at the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee hearing was Dr. John Letty, concussion clinic director at the University at Buffalo. He admits that even while being careful, concussions will never entirely be eliminated from youth contact sports.
But what you can do is help to ensure that concussions are identified as much as possible in kids. Sometimes kids know that they have a concussion, sometimes they don't, and it takes an adult to actually observe them and raise the level of suspicion.
Under proposed legislation, which has bipartisan sponsorship, the county health department would hold mandatory sessions a handful of times each year. Coaches and managers would attend a session, at no cost to them, once every 2 years. Matthew Fisher is a youth sports organizer who supports the proposed law. He's also the father of a teenager who suffered a serious concussion during a football game 2 years ago.
I'm part of a pretty big league, and there's not always that one board member or president to be around to monitor. So if every coach has this kind of training and they're right there at the field of play, I think it will be very important.
Among the possibilities discussed was for the University at Buffalo to host these county concussion awareness sessions. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.